Hey guys, welcome back to the 19th episode of Immortal Brawl. Today I'm going to be going over the Brawl Talk, a new ranked mode, new star drops and much more. So before we get into that, some account news and just really any news that has been going on. So the first thing is, I didn't record yesterday because my friend had his birthday party and I couldn't record because, you know, like, my friend had a birthday party and I couldn't miss that. I had a headache when I came back, so yeah. The second thing is, Mastery Madness is right now out, and I'm really happy about that. I have been pushing my Sam today a little bit. It is really early in the morning when I'm recording this, so I will be eating my breakfast in about 30 minutes. So that's, like, really, I don't think there's that much stuff going on, except for the new Brawl Talk and a lot of stuff, basically. Oh, I was playing with MCG, I think his name was MCG Kaka. He's Kaka from Spotify, and he is a really good player. Definitely shout out to him. Sorry I was kind of throwing. Like I said, it's the morning for me, and like, they were my first 5 matches, really. But he was playing so good. He was definitely carrying me. Definitely, if you want to play more, then sure, why not? Another thing is, my friend code for some reason isn't happening, like, isn't working for people. I'm not sure, because, like, my friends couldn't friend me because they have a new account. And so basically the only way to friend me is if you if you put in the Q&A your friend code. So I'm sorry if that's a little bit of work, but it did work with MCG Kaka, or just Kaka. And yeah, so the Brawl Talk did just drop yesterday, so I was really happy about that. Like, basically every Brawl Stars YouTuber went over that. We did predict some stuff in my sneak peek episode, so that's cool. I don't think there's really that much stuff going on right now, so let's get right into the episode. Okay, so now I'm going to be going over the Brawl Talk. So there was a lot of things that I saw and I wrote down in my little notebook. And the first things were the new brawlers. And there is 2 new brawlers. And the first one is called Angelo. So he is a epic brawler. He was from the Swamp of Love. And he is a marksman. So he is a really interesting brawler. He has got a lot of interesting mechanics, and definitely you will see a little bit later. So he has got 6,000 health, that's at max level. So all of the stats and stuff like that I'm going to be going over now is all going to be at max level. So sorry if you wanted to know if level 1 or all the other levels, but that's just how it's going to be. So his attack. So the longer you charge his attack, the more damage he does. So he will be similar to like a Hank. So basically, if you don't know how Hank's attack works, but I bet you do know, is when you press this like attack button, then his bubble gets bigger and it deals more damage. And basically, it's the same with Angelo. He doesn't have a bubble, he has a marksman attack. It doesn't become longer or anything like that, it just deals more damage. So basically his at like if you just press the attack, then it will do 440 damage, which is like a really small amount of damage, but I guess that's normal for a mosquito, because Angelo is a mosquito, if I didn't say that before. And if he holds it long enough, then he will do 4,400 or more. We only saw the most amount of damage we saw was 4,400, but I'm guessing it might be something like 4,900 or something like that, because there was like not that much left to charge up. So yeah. And then, whoa, I'm sorry, one of my pencils fell down. And now his super. So his super has 3 unique mechanics. Well, actually, there are two new unique mechanics, but one of them is maybe a star power. So, the first one is enemies in his super take damage. And the damage is 1,000 damage. So, his super isn't too big. It's just, like, in a pretty small radius. But basically, Angelo summons a part of the swamp to his place, and in that swamp, if people, enemies are inside it, then they take 1,000 damage. And if he shoots people whilst in his super, enemies take poison damage, and the poison ticks 25% of your main shot. So basically, if he deals something like 4,400, then I'm not going to do the math right now because I don't have it written down and it's going to take pretty long for me. Then he does 25% of that. And I think it's only 2 ticks, but we didn't see it, so maybe it's 3 or 4. We don't know. And then this third, and probably, like, it's a star power, it's going to be, he heals 6,000 health whilst in, no, 600 health whilst in his super. So basically, they didn't say anything about this inside the Brawl Talk, but we did see him healing. So I'm guessing it's going to be a star power, or maybe it's some kind of gadget where he presses the gadget, and when he puts down his super, then it starts healing. But that's not really what I think. Then he has very, very fast movement speed. So we actually saw him, like, flying around, and I guess because he has his little wings, he can go really fast. And the very, very, very last thing is he can hover over water just like Eve. So basically now there are 2 brawlers that can hover over water, and it's really interesting, and I think he will be definitely really good in maps like, in, like, some of the creator maps where, you know, it's just, like, you're in the middle and then around you there's just water. I bet you know what the maps I'm talking about, but maybe, because they don't really have a name usually, but yeah. So really, Angelo, he's a really interesting brawler. He's got a lot of unique and cool and fun mechanics, and I definitely think that he is probably going to be, like, one of the top 10 brawlers in the game. So, now I'm going to go over the second brawler, and her name is Melody. She will be a mythic brawler, she will be a assassin, and we don't really know which trio she will be fitting in. Probably she will be fitting into the Star Toons one, but she loves to sing karaoke. It turns out she has a really, really fun and melodic voice. That is a terrible pun, and I don't think it even worked. Sorry. She has 8,400 health, and she has medium range, which is pretty okay, but her attacks deals 1,440 damage. And you might, before you rage quit, basically that is not a lot. Like, all assassins deal a really, like, small amount of damage. No, all assassins, like, usually have really fast reload speed. They can do, like, not too much damage, but she didn't have too fast reload speed. And here is the catch. If she hits a shot, then she makes a note around her, and that note non-stop is, like, flying around her because, every hit she shots, then it is. But she only has 3 notes, so you need to be careful about, like, using and timing those notes, definitely. The notes despawn after 5 or even more seconds. We didn't see exactly how much, because we saw them, like, spawning up. No, we didn't see them spawn up, but we saw them dying. So I'm guessing 7-6 seconds, probably. Then, her super. So she has 3 dashes, which is kind of interesting. She is the first brawler that needs to use 3 of her supers to charge another one. So basically, her dash, it's not as long as Fang's one. It's almost Fang's one. It's like, I don't know, 2 tiles smaller than Fang's, or 1 tile smaller than Fang's dash, but yeah. So basically, she dashes forward, she I don't think she did though damage with her super. I'm sorry that I didn't write this down, but I don't think she dealt damage with her super. But the real attack, the real like strategy will be to get like 3 notes and then use your dashes to get up really close to people and deal like 6,000, 8,000 damage, and that will be probably her best strategy. So another thing that is, I'm guessing, will be a star power is her notes give her speed boost. So the first note, when she spawns on her first note, it gives her decent speed. She's not too fast, but again, she's not like the slowest brawler. Then the second one, she gives her a much bigger speed boost. She's not, again, not as fast as Angelo, because he has really, really fast speed. And on the third one, she has like crazy speed, basically the same as Angelo. So I think this will be a star power, because again, they didn't mention anything about this, and in Brawl Talk, they usually don't mention all of the things. And before we go over the like next things, I just wanted to point out that all of the stats in this whole like Brawl Talk overview are going to be at max level. So if you don't have all your brawlers max level like I do, then you might need to do some research. So the next thing I want to go over about are going to be the 6 new hyperchargers. So the first one will be for Cordelius. And just before we get into the next ones, I wanted to say, I knew that they're going to make a Cordelius hypercharge in this season. Maybe you don't believe me or stuff like that and you just think I'm lying, but I knew it because there was a Bell one and a Buzz one leaked, and we knew that one already. So Buzz is like, he has short range, and Bell, she has really long, she has long range. And Cordelius, he has medium range, so I thought that Cordelius will definitely be in it. So I knew it. Maybe you don't believe me and maybe you think I'm lying, but I'm saying it, I knew it. So his hypercharge is he slows enemies in the Shadow Realm, and this means that you will almost always be able to secure and get those kills. So Buzz, he has basically infinite supers. So whilst he activates his hypercharge and he has his super, then he can use it continuously, like going onto people, killing them, going onto another person, killing them. And I think this will be really good and definitely in Heist, Gem Grab, and Brawl Ball. Like, they're basically Buzz's best modes right now, but he will be like one of the best brawlers now. Then for Belle, her super homes in on enemies. So really, this one is kind of like, if you know what is, sorry, my throat is a little bit bad because like I said before, it's really early in the morning. Well, and I'm probably going to have my breakfast in like 20 minutes or something like that. But yeah, so basically Belle, her super homes in on enemies, and her super looked super cool. This is not just because Lex said it and Kyra said it and all the other YouTubers said it. I'm going to say it right now. Her super was super freaking cool. I really want to get it. And no, I didn't. Just swear. So basically, it's going to be kind of like homemade recipe. If you don't know what it is, that is Piper's gadget, where she has a much bigger chance of hitting her attacks. And yeah, so we didn't really see this one in action, so we don't know how much it's going to be homing in, because basically it would anyway hit the sprout that she was aiming for. But yeah, the fourth one is for Sprout. So this one is pretty interesting. Sprout, like when he throws that, whilst his hypercharge is activated and he throws down his super, the super will deal damage if you get close to it. So basically, if you're like a Rosa and you're right next to it, then it deals something like, I think it was 1,900 damage. And that's actually pretty decent damage. And I thought that would be really, really cool. And then the fifth hypercharge is for BB. So this one, actually, Pineapple, he's one of the guys who like, he doesn't work for Supercell or Brawl Stars, but he is one of the guys on Reddit and YouTube and TikTok and places like that where he posts his hypercharge ideas, and all of them are really, really, really cool. So definitely I know he's not listening to my podcast. If you are, then shout out to you. But maybe go check him out, because then you will, like, see all of his super cool hype charts. It is definitely go check him out. So he actually did predict this one. BB, her bubbles multiply each time she hits, like, a wall. So basically, we show that at the beginning when she threw out one of her bubbles, she only had one, then it hit a wall, it doubled, multiplied to two, then it hit again, then it was four, I think, and then it was eight, or maybe it was three. I didn't really understand it, because it was basically chaos in that, like, moment, but definitely this one will be really, really, really interesting. And now the last but not least hypercharge will be for El Primo. And this one, like, they could have made a little bit more interesting supers, because basically Cordelia slows enemies in the Shadow Realm. That's a little bit boring. Buzz, infinite supers. Okay, that one is really, well, it didn't take so much skill power, like 1 IQ basically. Belle, super homes in on people. They could have made it more interesting, so basically, like, the super multiplies, like, it hits somebody, and then it, like, her main attack, it bounces off, but then deals more damage, just putting out ideas. And Sprout deals damage, that one, it was kind of interesting, but, then, but the most interesting one definitely is with BB and her bubbles multiply, and I love that idea. And then for El Primo, like I was going over now, his super gets bigger. So, oh, and it pulls people in. So this will be much easier for you to get, like, secure and get all of those kills, because it'll be easier to hit your super, and because it's a bigger radius, if you hit somebody, you'll pull them towards you, and that is really, really cool, and like I said before, easy to get all of those kills. So now I'm going to be going over the Hypercharge Unleashed event. So it's not going to be the same as the last two ones or the first one, because the first one was you had to win and you just got one person, but now, like, you will get a random hype charge from all of the hype charge batches, and I do hope I get Dynamax one, because I really don't want to get a Jackie one or something like that, but, like, a Dynamax one or maybe a BB one, that would be really cool. So basically, now there's three things about this one. Now it will be in solo, so that's kind of cool. I mean, it's definitely different to the last one, because all of them were in 3v3 matches, and this one definitely, it's a really good, like, I love solo, it's my favorite mode, although I only have, like, 1,000 wins in solo, so not too much. I was sneezing. The second one is her, like, your super will charge faster. I don't think it was, like, an automatic charging where, like, for Edgar or Daryl. I don't think it was like that. I think it, like, if you hit your attack, then it will charge your super more than before, and that is really cool. And then there will be some kind of new drops that, like, pop on the ground randomly, or if you kill somebody with a hypercharge, I think, then it looks like you get your hypercharge plus your super, and I think that is going to be really, really cool, because it will be easier to get your hypercharges, and I think that is a pretty good mode, like, get pretty good change to the game, sorry. So basically, I think the Hypercharge Unleashed event, it might need a little bit of, like, changes in the future, but it's pretty good. So, the balance changes. So, the first one is Crow's Hypercharge. I'm not going to go over all of those because there was a lot. Sorry for all of you who are hoping it. I would recommend for you to go watch Kairos Time's video or Lex's video and not just listen to a little kid babbling about all of the Brawl Talk. And definitely go check out the Brawl Talk if you haven't already. The second one is to Larry and Lori's main attack. And I am so happy about that. They're not the best brawler anymore. Like, they were pretty good when they nerfed them. They were still good. They were still dominating everybody and all the meta. But right now, Larry and Lori, their main attack. So their main attack now it deals 1,680. But then now, but it will deal 1,400. So that's a massive nerf to him. That's a 20% nerf. And I'm pretty kind of sad about this because I haven't even pushed my Lairin Lore to rank 20. I know I promised everybody, but I just haven't had the time. I've been doing other stuff. Then the third one is Ruff's main attack. Now he is getting a buff. So now it deals 1,120. But after the update, it will deal 1,200. So it's a 7% buff. And it's pretty good, but I think they could have done some in like other stuff with him. The fourth one is Penny. Not for Penny. Now her main attack, now it would deal 1,880, but after the update it would deal 1,960. And that is a 4% buff. And I mean, I still won't play Penny because I don't like Penny, but I do think she did need a buff. And the number, and El Primo actually has two buffs. So now El Primo's El Fuego star power damage is increased. So basically now it deals 423, but later on it will deal 446. So that is 6% more. And I am really happy about this because El Primo actually, he was my... It wasn't Colt that was my first rank 20. It was El Primo, yeah. I messed it up like one the last episode or some episodes before. I said that Colt was my first rank 20, but no, it was El Primo. Now I remember properly. And El Primo, he was my first rank 20, and I actually got him to rank 22. And that was like back in, when the update came out where you could get like rank 25, I got him to rank 22, and I was just pushing him in Brawl Ball. And I actually remember just... Like, I don't remember what my team was, but I was just rushing the ball into the super goal, and nobody could, like, do anything. So, definitely great buff. So, now, and another one for El Primo is, El Primo's main attack now is increased from 720 to 760. So, that's a 6% buff, and again... Really happy about it that they're buffing El Primo because I will definitely be playing him much more. And now the seventh one is Amber's main attack now is like decreased from 440 to 420. So she has like ticks if you don't know what Amber has. But yeah, so that's 5%, that's a 5% decrease. And I am really happy about that because Amber was pretty strong. I kind of hate Amber. I don't know why. I don't think she's good. Even when she was good, I didn't think she's good, and I still don't think she's good, but I guess, yeah, she needed it. And the 8th one actually really, really surprised me, unless Otis did get the nerf, but it's for Otis. His main attack damage is increased from 880 to 920%. That's 5% more. So I am really happy about this. Otis is, like, one of my favorite brawlers. He's probably, like, a top 10 favorite. But I don't think that he needed this because he still did a lot of damage. And I don't think he really needed it. So, yeah. But definitely, Otis is going to be a top 10 best brawler, I'm guessing, right now. Yeah. And the last but not least balance change will be for Griff. So his main attack is being increased from 520 to 560, and that is 8% more. And I am happy about this because I don't really like playing Griff, but he is a pretty bad brawler right now, but he will be much better. And now there are actually two new modifiers, so that is wrapping it up for all of the balance changes. But now I'm going to be going over the modifiers, and there are two ones, like I said before. So the first one is Trophy Escape. So for... My throat hurts. I've been talking so much. I'm sorry about this. So the first modifier is going to be... No, not modifier. Mode is going to be Trophy Escape. So everyone starts with -1 trophy. And that is, like, interesting. Then if you take somebody down, you get all of their trophies. Or if they still have -1, if they have a minus trophy, then you get 1. If they have 1 trophy, then you get 1. If they have 2 trophies, then you get 2. And if they have 3 trophies, then you get 3. So all of the trophies will be counted up above your head, so you will be able to, like, everybody will be able to see if you have, like, 2, 10, 11. So that will make you a bigger target to everybody if you have, like, 11 trophies, because I think that was the max or something like that. Or no, it's even more. If you have 11 trophies, then everybody will be targeting you. And now, after 5 people are eliminated from all of the game, then you can portal out. So basically, there will be many portals all around the map. I think it's like 2 or 3. And when 5 people will be eliminated, you can choose to keep all your trophies. So you can basically choose to still keep your, let's say, 10 trophies, and then you portal out. But I think the portal will alert other people that somebody's portaling out, so you might see other people coming to get you. But the portal does take, I think it was 5 seconds to charge, but then it'll take you out of the match, and you will get either all of your trophies. And this will be really good, because there will be no poison gas, and I'm really, really happy about this, and there will be a time limit. So basically, if everybody, have still, haven't, like, if there's still, like, 2 or 3 or, like, more than 1 person left, then everybody loses 1 trophy or more trophies. So this will be pretty good. Like, the portals will be really, a really good escape. So basically, there's, like, 10 seconds left, and so you will definitely be trying to rush to the portal, or you will need to kill everybody to win the match. So I think this will be an interesting mode. Definitely will need some more, like, not reworks, but some more stuff to it, and definitely they will need to try to make it better. But for now, for first try, I think it's going to be pretty good. Definitely a hard mode. And the second mode, this is a really, 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 really long mode to talk about. So basically, bye-bye Power League. So now it's going to be ranked mode. So ranked mode will last for 1 season. And from bronze to gold, it will be just like Megapix. So there won't be any ban phase. You will just be able to pick any brawler, and then just go into match. So basically like Megapix. And when you reach diamond, then you can only play Power 9 or above. So basically, if all your brawlers are power 8 or 7 or less than that, then you can't play in diamond, and that's basically, you just need to upgrade your brawlers to power 9 or upgrade 2 or 3 just so you can always play that. And that is really, really cool, because I am in gold 3 now, and I will be gold 3. Maybe I'm gold 2, I'm not really sure, but that will be really helpful for me, because now there's no more bad randoms in the game. Basically, in ranked in Power League. So, now, from Diamond to Masters, it works like this Power League that we know and love right now, or not in love, or we hate now. So basically, there will be a ban and pick phase. You will just have to ban somebody, pick somebody, and it will be more competitive than right now. But I think that's pretty good that they're, like, pushing it for not the too hardcore players, just to, like, get it a little bit lower. And then for the really hardcore players to, like, actually try, and there will be much more strategies, and you will need to be, like, drafting picks, and it will be much better. Then there will be no solo or team queue. So basically, you can go inside as a duo or as a trio or on your own. So there won't be like in solo or duos or solo or team queue. So this will be really, really interesting and cool, because now I don't need to go in. And basically, if you're going inside a solo and you're playing against somebody who has a trio, I'm sorry, then that will be pretty bad for you, because you won't be able to draft so easily as them. And that means that you might get like a lower rank against somebody. You might play against a lower rank or less trophies or something like that. They didn't really specify that part, but I just think that will be really, really cool. The next thing is, there will be new modifiers in ranked. And right now they talked about 5 modifiers. And, oh, that's a lot of modifiers to talk about. So, the first one is quickfire. If you hit a shot, then it reloads, I think it's like something like a third of your ammo, because they did say one ammo, but it is less. Maybe that's just kind of some kind of bug in the dev build, but I'm guessing it would just be like a third of your ammo, and yeah. The second one is time detonation. So basically everything over time will explode. So like the walls, the grass, it's not going to be like over time, let me know right now, it's just going to be over time. That was a weird sentence. Not going to be like overtime that we know now, it's just going to be like overtime. That is a terrible sentence, sorry about that. Then the third one is big friends. So all brawlers' HP is equal to the brawler that has the most and highest HP. So basically if you have like a Pam on your team, and then, I don't know, you have somebody like who has little health, like let's say a Tick, then basically the Tick has 800 health right now, and that will be annoying. And I think it's going to be, like, more team effort. Sorry. The fourth one is barbed ammo. So basically, all attacks add dot damage. So basically, you could see that Colt was dealing his, shooting his attacks to a Tick. And over time, all of his attacks got dealt 10 damage to the Tick. And all of those attacks were, like, doubled, multiplied. It's hard for me to explain it, but definitely go check out all the videos to understand a little bit more. The next one is sick beats. Sorry. All brawlers are immune to stuns, slows, and much more. Well, not more, but and even more. So, basically, Frank, if he can't stun you anymore, I'm not sure what else. Or basically pushbacks, I think, or something like that, sorry. But I'm not sure how this will work with, let's say, Cordelia's hypercharge, where he hypercharges somebody and they get slowed inside the hypercharge. How will that work? Like, will they not get slowed? Because then basically your hypercharge is just wasted and you just get the stat boost and nothing else, really. But we'll definitely see then. The next one is... Okay, and then that's really it for all of the... Oh, that was a long, really long... That was a really long time to say. That's going to be wrapping it up for all of the modifiers. The next one is... Each season, everyone will be reset to bronze. So this is... Before you all rage quit and, like, say you're not going to be playing ranked again, this is kind of good because you will be able to get more ranked star drops. So, and let's say you're at gold 3 or diamond 1 or something like that, you will get a rank boost. So that will mean it will be much, much easier to get to the rank you were already and much and above. So basically, this will be really good that you are reset to bronze. At least I'm happy about it because there's going to be a path that you can get new ranked star drops. And the star drops are actually really interesting because the star drops will give you previous Power League rewards. For basically, it will give you like sprays, play icons, and skins. So it can give you Cobra Lola, I'm thinking of all of the Power League skins, but I don't know that many, so yeah. And also, there will be a lot of color variations for all of the skins. I'm not going to go over that right now, but that will be a little bit later in all of the skins. Oh, that's a lot of things to go over about. So I'm sorry that I keep saying that, it's just... My mouth hurts. So, that is pretty cool. And if you already have completely all of the Power League rewards that you have before, then you would just basically get Bling. And that's still pretty good, because then you can get all of the newer cosmetics. And now there will be a full report system in Ranked. And I am really happy about this, because, I'm going to be reporting all my bad randoms and all the toxic players, because I've played against some really toxic players in Power League, and it's not fun. So basically, the first one will be a bad randoms, so that's going to be funny. Basically, if you have some kind of, Power 1 Shelly on your team, and if you're in bronze and you're a Power 11 Edgar, then you'll be able to report them as a bad random, basically. Then there will also be grief play. So basically, like I said before, the one if you're toxic, so the clown pin, the thumbs down pin, or even the thumbs up pin. I didn't know that that's toxic, but I guess that's kind of toxic, or if you're even spinning. And then the third one will be cheating, so basically hackers. And I've never played against a hacker, at least I don't think. Maybe I have, but I just haven't noticed. But I don't really know how that happens, but maybe. And then and one more thing about the report system is you can only report 10 players a day, so, and your reputation will be traced down. So this is really, really cool because, like, you won't be able to be banning everybody and reporting everybody. But again, like I said, your reputation will be traced. So you will be, if you play fair and if you don't like cheat, if you're not a bad random, and or if you don't even do grief play, then you will be in the green zone. That is an honorable reputation. But if you play unfair and if you like cheat and play thumbs down and stuff like that, then you'll be put in the timeout reputation, and that will basically mean that you are banned from playing the ranked mode for some time. And then of course that is finally wrapping it up for all of the ranked modes, and then we're wrapping it for just all of the new modifiers and modes. And that was a really, really, really long list for me to go over. But now, finally, last but not least, going over all of the cosmetics. So the first category in the cosmetics are skins. And the first category in the skin category are going to be the Sand of Time. So this is going to be in the next update. So this is going to be in April, I think. So the first one is Shelly Dancer. It's going to be a Brawl Pass skin. And like all of the Brawl Pass skins, she will have color variations. Cool. The first skin will be Dynasty Mike, and he kind of like throws gems, and I actually did go over some of these skins in my Power League episode, but I will still go over them again. Now there will be Desert Scorpion Chuck, and I'm kind of like surprised that it's a 299 gem skin, because I'm angry. Why should it be a 299 gem skin if it's for Chuck? Like, maybe somebody loves Chuck, but I hate Chuck. I know that Alpha Drainix actually like loves Chuck. But I don't like him. I don't know. Why? Then there will be Surge Eenie. Such a cool name. And like I said before, probably the best skin in this whole set. And then Thief Edgar. He's not really like a thief. If I would think of Thief Edgar, I would think of him wearing like black and white and stuff like that. But I guess Brawl Stars has their opinions. So basically Thief Edgar, he's like kind of like a bandit in all of the Sand of Time skins. So that is it for the Sand of Time skins, and there was 5 ones, and I guess they're pretty cool, but I'm happy that they will be coming into the game. Now we're going to go over the Linee Friends. I'm sorry if I'm not going over, like, pronouncing that wrong, but I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So the first one is going to be Fango Connie, and that's going to be for Colette. Then there's going to be Rocket Brown for Brock. And there's going to be Balloon Sally for Gus. They are all really cool skins. And I'm probably going to be picking up Rocket Brown because I just love it. Or maybe I might be picking up the El Primo, like, Rocket. I don't know what's it called. El Brown or something like that. And now we're going to go over the Mecha skins. And these ones are so super duper cool. So there's actually 4 legendary skins that's going to be coming in this season, and that's a lot. So the first one is Mecha Coat. I can't wait for this skin. My friend is going to be saving up for it, definitely. And then there's going to be Mecha Leon, and I'm going to be saving up for that one. I wish it wasn't like, I wish that the main version wasn't like it is right now. I wish I could get the black version. I'm not sure what the black version is called, but I like the black version much more than the like normal version. The next one is the Ragnarok skin. So Feniri Buzz, he's going to be the Brawl Pass skin for the next season, that's going to be in March. And he will get 2 color variations that I didn't write down the names because is that really interesting for you? Yeah, that's what I thought. And then the second one is going to be for BB, and another 299 gem skin. And I think that's the last 299 gem skin. But yeah, she is pretty cool. And she actually has that little hammer that we were talking about in my sneak peek episode. So that is cool. Then there's going to be Odin Cordelius. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to get this. I don't care if it's going to be like 199 gem skin. I'm going to get it. I love that skin. It looks so cool. The next one is going to be... The fourth one is Loki Chester. And I think that's going to be the... probably the ranked skin. But it will have a higher chance of drop rating. They did say that if you... It will have a higher drop rate chance in those ranked star drops. And I'm happy about that. The next one is going to be Scuddy Jesse. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, sorry. And it's a cool skin, but in my opinion, not the best one of the season. And last, but again, not least, is going to be Sif Melody. And it's okay. It's a 29 gem skin, so we can't really expect anything that crazy about it. But I'm sorry I haven't gone over all of the prices. Like, I did go over the 289 gem skin or Sif Melody, but... They in the Brawl Talk, they didn't say the prices, so I haven't gone over the prices myself. Oh, this episode is getting really long. It's already 38 minutes. Then, now I'm going to go over the just skins. So, the first one is going to be... Like, these are just, like, some random skins that they just decided to put in the game. Squeaky Note. And one of my friends, Albert Vater, he actually does sometimes reply to my podcast. He will be definitely getting this skin. Because it's like, he loves ducks and stuff like that. And he loves Squeak. The next one is going to be Elf Angelo. And I love the name. It's kind of like cool. But I'm guessing, I think it's a color variation. But it will be 29 gems. The next one is going to be Primo Shark. Oh, baby shark. Sorry, I'm not going to sing that. The fourth one is going to be Pitcher Fang and another Pitcher Fang. So there's going to be the red color version and the blue color version because kind of cool. But yeah, then it's going to be then the fifth one and last but not least is going to be definitely the best one, the most interesting one, the one I'm going to get. Oh, definitely Poop Spike. Yeah, Poop Spike. He basically he throws out like these little poops and a massive and the massive toilet that they, like, drops out poops. And definitely it's going to be really, really cool. And then the last skin set that I'm not going to go over because I didn't say the names and the prices and all of that is going to be the recolor variations. So for all of the past Power League skins, like for the Jackie one, for the Byron one, for the 8-bit one, 8-bit classic and stuff like that, they're all going to get a recolor variation, and some of them look cool, some of them look terrible, sorry for all the people who loved it, but some of them look pretty bad. And the last, but not least, and the very thing that I wanted to go over is going to be the battle cards. So there will be ranked badges, so basically you can get the ranked badges by getting new, like, gold, ranked gold, or ranked diamond, or mythic, or stuff like that. And that's pretty cool. And then finally, Fame has some use. I have wanted this for such a long time, and I've been talking about this, like, before. I was saying this in my, like, Bad Things in Brawl Stars episode. I was saying that what I would change, and they finally put it in. Fame now has background, so basically for your battle card. So you can choose a background, and it has a profile icon plus some really, really cool pins. So I'm super happy about that. They only showed us the Lunar Fame pin and background, but they are both really cool, and I can't wait to see Martian and all of the rest ones. And now you can choose between a ranked background, a Fame background, or none backgrounds. Okay, that is it. And I've been going over this one for 41 minutes, and I have to go and eat my breakfast now, basically. So yeah, I hope you liked this episode, and I will definitely see you in the next one. Tell me what you thought of it in the Q&A, or email me on Apple Podcasts, and yeah, I'll see you in the next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.